Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
He's over for the Sandman Mattress Factory with our Leopold Sports Player of the Day, Mitch Jensen.
Not bad for your first season at the club. What a start. How are you feeling?
It was a good start. Got on the end of a few, I think. And as a team, I couldn't have put a better four quarters together, I reckon, as a team. So really pleased with our effort today. And hopefully we can keep that going for the next couple of weeks because we got a few hard games coming up. So.
Amazing. What was the message to the club heading into this one? Like, how are they getting you involved early?
Coming to the club? So my brother sponsors down here and come to a function last year, and all it took was one night and I loved it. So ended up down here and, not looking back, so that's for sure.
Mitch, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. I'll get you to hold that microphone. Might make your life a bit easier there for Ava. Just want to ask you, when you got did you get the option of a jumper number, or did they say, look, we think with a name like Mitch, we probably need to put you in number 23, because I'm guessing you're probably aware of who had it before you.
I wasn't sure who had it before, but I quickly found out. I'm normally one that I like a single digit, but when I found out who wore it beforehand, I was more than happy to take it. They said, as a forward, we're going to hand it from a forward to a forward, so... couldn't be more pleased to wear this jumper and the number behind it. So. Yeah,
absolutely. Wedderburn most recently, but give us a bit more of your football journey that's led you to Howard Harmer Oval.
I started off at Duda Stars in the EDFL, played all my juniors there.
Now, do they still sing their theme song to the Mickey Mouse theme?
I'm not sure. Maybe that went out in the 80s,
yeah,
I reckon.
Right. He's old.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
That's okay. Not as old as me, but old.
No, it's the Melbourne theme song now.
Okay.
So went down there, ended up on Calder Cannons, then ended up on Footscray's list, and won a flag down there, luckily, and then sort of went back to Duda Stars, and then went to Diggers Rest. I was there, captain down there for a few years, and then last year went up to Wedderburn. One of the boys down there coached last year and this year, and I sort of just ended up down there. So it was a bit far, but this is much closer.
Kicked 62 last year, 61 goals. So you had a fair season at Wedderburn.
Yeah, a few out the back.
Must have. Well, that's okay. Doesn't matter. Still got to kick them.
Good delivery. And big open decks, which I love, which is coming here is a big difference. But today we made it look like the MCG out there, so it was pretty good.
You did. I was going to say, the Wedderburn playing the North Central, St Arnold this year have got 8 Geelong players playing there. So that, we're keeping an eye on them. They're our team in the North Central now.
Yep, they're off to a good start. They were average last year.
Were they? Picked up a few.
And
I was going to ask you that. Yeah. How did they go last year?
There's a few teams down the bottom, just because the numbers up there, they're hard to get. It's middle of nowhere, and it's real just locals and a couple of Bendigo players, but I think they've picked up a few, and they look all right this year, so good.
We'll keep an eye on
them. It's good for the league.
We're speaking about Leopold Sporty's Player of the Day, $100 to spend at the Leopold Sportsman's Club for Mitch Jensen. Here is Matty Dowling.
Mitch, congratulations, 5 goals today. As a forward group, what are you talking about? How are you finding balance? It looked pretty electric out there in terms of some good marking targets, but then also some smalls that can do it at ground level as well.
That's the thing. I think we pride ourselves on, no matter who's the target, we back each other as a 6 or 7. We think if we get a one-on-one, we're more than happy to compete against anyone in the comp. So if we create space for each other and just work together like we did today, we're more than happy to do that and just play for each other at the end of the day. I'm getting older, and the younger boys that are coming through that just make footy fun. So at the end of the day, we just want to make footy fun, and we look like we did that today. So,
and it looks like just as much emphasis on your forward half defence as a forward group than just on being an offensive team.
Yeah, we wanted to make that a real emphasis, defend first and then attack. There we go. So all the smalls in there and even the bigs, we just wanted to really come forward and defend first and then sort of work our attack from the back of that. So we really were up at them today. So a few turnovers in the forward half created probably a couple of goals for me and a couple of goals for the team. So it was good.
Now, Mitch, do you know where Leopold is? Yeah, that's good. That's okay.
Yeah,
that
was great sporties.
Well, well done. Look at him. That's perfect. I like this. This is good, Macca. This is good. Okay, so he won $100 for the Leopold Sporties. Now, the two most important questions we ask of the Leopold Sporties each week is, and he's answered it a few times, and he's thrown a few people in, who from the club is a good player, a good bloke, who you would take to the Leopold?
Yeah, hang on, you've got the first question.
Oh, sorry. Are you swinging hands? Swinging hands with anybody? You've got a wife, girlfriend, partner, boyfriend?
No.
Single and ready to mingle.
Here we go, wingman.
Here we go. Well, watch out.
Watch out, Leopold Sporties.
Actually, before we get to that, it's amazing how one night at Bowen Heads got you to come to the club. It must have been a fair night. Did you end up at the BHP?
I ended up everywhere that night. I was just following Damo around. The king of Bowen Heads just showed me around.
That'd be right.
One night, that's all it took.
So, good bloke from the club. Who would you take to the Leopold Sporties with you? Who do you think you'd take?
Well, Damo's standing there and he's looking at me.
Take a good bloke. Who's a good bloke?
Oh, they're all good blokes. I reckon I could just drag a young bloke around and really, really get at him. I reckon 40. So
Angus Ford.
I reckon 40. I can really take him under his wing and show him a night.
Mentoring.
Yeah, I'm sure mentor Angus Ford. All right. Now, who would be a reptile that you would never take to the Leopold Sporties? Who's a bloke you'd never take from the club?
Gecko.
Now, for the people who don't know who Gecko is, who's Gecko?
Who's Gecko, Damo?
Matty Beckwith.
Does he play in the twos?
Yeah, he's
a twos reptile. You would never take him. Why would you never take him?
The nickname Gecko says enough, doesn't it?
Well,
buddy, no, he's good. He
probably shouldn't say anymore.
He's good. I probably would take him, but I'd leave him at about 9 o'clock. I think.
Right, fair enough.
This has been one of the best. This is why we're doing the Bellarine this year.
This is great. Well done,
Mitch. Congratulations, wonderful performance today. We look forward to seeing more of it. Great start to the season, 2-0, and a big one Friday night against Geelong Amateur. Good luck.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Two convenient locations, St George's Road, North Lane, and Marshalltown Road, Grovedale. I think Mitch is going to spend the 100 right now.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.